Let me read you something from John chapter 1. There are many, many descriptions of Jesus. He says, I'm the light. I'm the bread of life. I'm the good shepherd. I am the way. One of the things that the Bible in John chapter 1 starts off like this and says, he was a word from God. He was the word. It was God's statement. Listen to it. In the beginning was the word. He was there. And the word was with God. And the word was God. He was with God in the beginning. And through him all things were made. And without him nothing was made that was made. And in him was life. And that life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness. But the darkness did not understand it. He was in the world. And though the world was made through him, the world didn't recognize him. It still doesn't. And he came to that which was his own. Yet to all, I missed a bit. He came to his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, children born not of natural descent or human decision or husband's will, but born of God. And here's the Greek word. And the word, God himself, became flesh and made his dwelling among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father. What did you see? You saw something full of grace and truth. We've read all the other stories over these last 2-3 weeks here. But this morning, I wanted you to hear, it's God's statement. It's God's word. It's God's message. It's the word became flesh, became part of us. Amen. I want to do something with you. Here's a songbook. It's what we call the Sankey book. Sankey was a singer. He used to go around with the evangelist Moody. I want to tell you a story about Sankey. Because it was Christmas Eve in the year 1875 when the guy who put this book together, and we've kept it and we use it and we sing with it, was on a steamboat going up the Delaware River. Because he was a known singer, he was asked to sing. And they said, don't sing a carol. Don't sing a carol. Sing something that is a favorite of yours. So he began to sing, Savior, like a shepherd, lead us. Much we need your tender care. It's one of the hymns here in this book. And the man who was on the steamboat came over and stopped him and said, were you on duty in a particular place during the Civil War? And he named the place. And the man says, I was serving in the Confederate Army, the enemy, you see, and I saw you. I raised my musket. They didn't call them rifles then. I raised my musket to take aim. And you began to sing. You were on duty, sentry duty, and you began to sing. Savior, like a shepherd, lead us. Much we need your tender care. My mother used to sing that to me. And I couldn't pull the trigger. I couldn't shoot you. Because as you sang, I heard my mom. I heard all the words again. Do you know what Sankey did? He put his arm around him. He said, let me tell you about who the real shepherd is. His name is Jesus. Then I want to tell you a second story. Those of you who take this will have read it this week. It was on Thursday. It's about a little girl who stood outside Pete Richardson's antique shop looking at all the things that were on sale in the window. And she went in. She asked for a string of beads that were in the window. When Pete Richardson put them down in front of her, she said, they're perfect. They're perfect. Will you gift wrap them for me, please? They're for my sister. She takes care of me. See? And this will be the first Christmas since Mom died. And I've been looking for the perfect present. And so Pete Richards said, how much do you have? And she took a stack of coins and put them all on the counter. And she said, I emptied my bank. And he picked up the necklace. The price tag was not visible to the little girl. And he said, what's your name? He was walking to the back of the room. Jean Grace. So he came back with a beautifully wrapped package. The little girl thanked him and left. And on Christmas Eve, when the last customer had left and he was locking up, a young woman rushed into the store and handed him back a familiar package. Do you remember who you sold this to? Yes, he said, a little girl called Jean. She bought them for a big sister. How much are they worth? The price is always confidential between the seller and the person who's buying. But she didn't have enough money. Listen to this. She paid the biggest price anyone can ever pay. She gave everything she had. It ends like this. When God sent forth his son to redeem us, he gave everything he had. You have a story. All of you have a story. We're all on a journey. You youngsters, you've got a story. You older men and women, you have a story. You girls, you have a story. See, along the way, on the journey that we take, we do things and we go places and we get involved with others. And maybe, just maybe, we get a little bit wiser. And I've found as I've journeyed on, life's a mixture. Sometimes it's sunshine, and sometimes it's rain. Sometimes there's laughter and sometimes there are tears. There's pleasure and there's pain. And there are low times and there are high times. And yet in the process, it's what we call life. It's a rewarding experience. And we have a story. A story to tell. I often in counseling say to folk, tell me your story. And when I meet folk along the way and try to win them, say, tell me your story. Sometimes your story is not so different to theirs, and they will listen to your story too. That's something else. I want to talk to you just for a few minutes about the Christmas story. Because everybody loves a good story. All the drama, all the events, all the insights, all the happenings, because all of them grab your attention. Because a story about life is like that. And the Christmas story is amazing. It's the drama of a young teenager who discovers she is miraculously pregnant. How will they attempt to deal with a situation like that? It's a story about some experts, they are called wise men, magi, who travel from a distant land in order to discover a newborn king in Israel. Now, can you imagine all the emotions and the experiences they encountered on the journey? And all they were doing was following a star? And what about this part of the story? That spectacular event. Seeing angels in the sky. Can't get anything more extraordinary than that. And yet more ordinary than shepherds. And they're part of the story. And all of it, all of this story is about the kind of things that happen to us. It's an amazing story. But to have a Christmas story, you have to have an author. Who's responsible? Who gets all this going? Well, God does. The beginning is not the Roman decree from Caesar Augustus. He's the guy who's ordered the census. He's the guy that's told everybody he wants to increase the taxes, but he's not the beginning of the story. It's not Mary and Joseph. They're not the beginning of the story. The angels, they're not the story. But it's the Creator God who's got a compassionate heart for a rebellious people, for men and women that he loves so much, that he's got to find an answer to the chaos and the confusion and the dreadful way they are living their lives so that they can be changed. So the story, the author of the Christmas story, is God himself. And when you read this story, it's all action. The storyline, the plot, is nothing less than how the planet can get back on track. How can the inhabitants of Earth, who are facing annihilation and destruction by their own stupid way of living and behaving, how can you change this kind of world that's out of control and is so chaotic? How can you change it for all eternity? So the plot, the story, introduces us to this tiny baby who becomes the man who gives his life on a cross in order to bring salvation and hope and blessing to the world. In the meeting chamber of the United Nations Security Council, there's a large mural. I don't know whether you youngsters have picked this up in your studies. It's called War and Peace. At the bottom of the mural, all the colors are very somber because the artist wanted to say something about discord, how one nation doesn't get on with another nation, about strife, how war breaks out so easily, about hatred, how one culture doesn't like another culture, how there is racial tension. And so all the colors at the bottom of the mural are somber and dark and sad. And then if you travel up the wall, it's a whole wall, then the colors get brighter. And the whole idea of this is to try and symbolize that those who were totally, bitterly hostile and opposed have started to come together under the United Nations. And they're more cooperative. And it leads to a top. It leads to a pinnacle. It's unfinished. It's completely unfinished. And there's this statement, the best is yet to come. It is not with climate change. It is not with carbon zero. It will not be done with that. It will not be done when you equalize out races that have been underprivileged up to now. It has nothing to do with that. The top is unfinished. The best is yet to come. I'll tell you what is. The best yet to come is the Christmas story. Because the Christmas story is a love story. Its author declares himself to be love. God is love. And the plot, the line running through it all, is about love. And Jesus' life, as well as his birth, all that he had to say, and all that he was teaching, will climax in his death and his resurrection, because they will tell you about the wonderful love of God. That's the best that is yet to come, when the world knows that. You see, the Christmas story is not only amazing, not only has this astounding author and ongoing action, I want to tell you the Christmas story is the answer. Future events may be what they will be. I'm reading through Revelation at the moment. There are some impending, frightening consequences to be seen there. But the brutality of Calvary, of stretching him out on a cross and driving the nails through his hands and his feet and piercing his side. And it's more than the incarnation. It's more than Bethlehem stable. It's more than the cross. Because I hear three things. That he came to take away our sins. And he came to destroy the works of the devil. I'm reading 1 John 3. And I tell you what, he came to show us that God, our Heavenly Father, is love. It's a long way from Bethlehem to here. It's a long way from that manger and that stable to finding a place, to finding room, to finding a bed in our hearts. It's a long time since that first Christmas to this one. And yet as new life came into the world, it's important to realize that with simple faith and trust, new life can come into our lives today. It's an amazing story. It's about a God who loves the world, about a God who gives his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. It's about a God who saves and keeps and is with us forever and ever and ever. You will tell me your story. I will tell you mine. But I want you to remember this morning, this amazing, wonderful story, the Christmas story, because it is the answer to your heart and your life, to our world and our contemporary situations. If only you would let the Christ of the Christmas become the Master and Lord of your life. Take a moment and say, I want the Christmas story to be my story, part of my story too. Oh God, we say thank you for Jesus. And as we go about this Christmas day, may the love, may the joy, may the peace, may the blessing that came with that first Christmas fill our hearts, fill our homes, fill our world again. May we know the peace that passes all understanding. May we know grace that helps us to cope with any of our life situations. And may our story be one that welcomes the Christ of Christmas. So the Lord bless you, keep you, make his face shine on you, be gracious to you. And the Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you and grant you to know his peace. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a happy Christmas day. Wherever you're going, whoever you're going to be with, and if you're on your own, even then, make the Christmas story yours. We're so glad to have seen you. We'll be back here next Sunday morning, and it'll be New Year's Day.